Good morning, all around the world. Monday, 3rd of April, hazy morning on 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect a delightful day with brilliant sunshine and over the night partly cloudy and very warm. Temperatures from low 27 to high 34 with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index on 11, which is extreme. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent. 34% visible. 4th of April, 1910. The ship arrived in Pondicherry. Sri Aurobindo met by two workers of Publish House India. Together with Sri Aurobindo at Pondicherry came Bijou Nag. Before them came Suresh Chakravarti, Moni, later Saurin Bose, cousin of Sri Aurobindo's wife, and Nalini Kanta Gupta. Five people altogether. All stayed during 6 months of house at Shankar Chetty, sympathetic businessman at Country Chet Street. In absolute privacy, lived in a small way. Some money was sent by friends from Baroda and Madras. Sri Aurobindo did not accept a board with him as his pupils, but taught them Greek, Latin and French. Later they became famous Bengal writers, but at Pondicherry well known more as footballers. Brahmaspati Kshetram, the mother and Sri Aurobindo center in Edan Chavadi, will celebrate today's Sri Aurobindo's arrival in Pondicherry with meditation at 6 p.m. As the Working Committee and Auri Council announced this month that it's a time to refresh the Matrimandir executive team, we still have time until 7th of April. On Thursday, 6th of April at 4 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall concerning the possibility of receiving scholarship to study at Oro University, all interested are invited to an information question and answer session where they will share the understanding reached so far and respond to the questions which mainly naturally emerge on a topic of this nature. If you already have some questions, you can forward it to them so they can address them on 6th of April. And as the temperatures are rising, the numbers of events is going down. But still, the Litter-Free Oroville LFA 2017 campaign will conclude on 8th of April. And this week we can still participate on the workshops and we can listen to the talks tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Calacandra with Natasha from Free Store and followed by Margarita from Eco Duties. And on Thursday, also at 4:30 p.m. at Calacandra, talk with Oak from Upcycling Studio and followed by talk with Anandi from PTDC. Saturday at 2 p.m. there would be demonstration by Bamboo Center and at 5 p.m. performance by Bamboo Center and Mohanam Trash Band, followed by Parade by Unicorn Collective. And then Saturday, 8th of April, would be busy not only with the LFA 2017 performances and parade, but also with Youth Link event called Come for Unity between 5 to 9 p.m. at Youth Center. And they're saying they create this platform to promote all the wonderful opportunities in Oroville. They will have a monthly team so that youth can be inspired by the variety available and units, projects, services, activities can display their work and invite young people to participate. The first event will display youth groups from Oroville, the bioregion and Pondicherry, and they will decide the theme for the next month. It will start at 5 p.m. with the check-in, then followed by festival stall performances at 7:30 dinner, music, gathering, and at 9 p.m. collective cleanup. And also on Saturday, 8th of April at 6:30 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited by Oroville Youth Activities to a demonstration of about 100 children and youth with their progress in dance, sport, art and music past year. Starting Wednesday, 5th of April, Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us to a Tibetan dinner at 7 p.m. followed by a documentary on Journey of Nonviolence, and they request everyone to register for the dinner by calling them on 262-2401 or 848-9067-332, or we can send a mail to Kalsa. Francesca announced also invitation to a short theater festival that will take place in Orville later this year, with the keywords of this event simplicity and unity, or better, even diversity in unity. Simplicity because the focus will be on the event itself and it will be open to Orvillians and newcomers only. They will keep the organization of this festival simple and feasible. The first step towards creating this festival is to write an original short theater play. And the script needs to be written for a play that can be performed on stage and which is between 10 to 15 minutes long. The script has to be an original and never been staged before, and the contents of script can be about any subjects. And the deadline of submission date for the script is 15th of September. You can send it to avshorttheaterfest@gmail.com. And here's interesting news from India Times, that from New Delhi, India has decided to liberalize e-visa regime from Saturday by increasing the time limit for seeking the entry permit from existing 30 days to maximum 4 months. The duration of stay for foreigners coming into the country through the selected categories of electronic visa has also been extended to 2 months from existing 1 month. There will be 3 new subcategories for granting the electronic visa, which is tourist visa, business visa and medical visa from 1st of April. And in addition to more categories, intern or film visa will be granted for foreigners seeking internship in non-government organization and those seeking to shoot movies in India respect. Also both business and medical visa will be granted within 48 hours of application upon urgent request. And they also say the liberalization of the visa regime will considerably facilitate entry of foreigners into India for tourism, business and medical purposes. Consequently, the arrival of foreigners in India is expected to go up substantially in the coming years. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Integral Yoga and Other Paths, Part 1. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. Indian Diaspora Drama Biography, Lion, made in Australia, USA and UK in 2016 by director Garth Davis. Tomorrow we can see Italian drama, The Wait, made in Italy in 2015 and directed by Piero Messina. And on Wednesday, Culture Opera, Andrea Chenier, opera by Giordano and was made in UK in 2015 and directed by Jonathan Haswell. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read. There is no other consciousness than the Supreme Consciousness. There is no other will than the Supreme Will. There is no other life than the Supreme Life. And there is no other personality than the Supreme Personality. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.